Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue our journey. Tavshin Pei Hei, Beinas Manim, Erev Pesach, to do as best as we can to strengthen ourselves to get ready for Pesach, to get ready for Geula B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Asidin Li Goel. In Nisan, the Jewish people were taken out and had a geula, and in the future, Be'ezus Hashem, Bekarov, we will also have a geula, both general and specific. It's a beautiful, beautiful holy time. The entire month of Nisan, specifically Erev Pesach. And as we know, we continue to work on our speech. It's something that we constantly, I think the Chafetz Chaim says that our body is physically lazy. I mean, it's brought down. The Ramchal brings it that we are kaved, we're heavy, afar, we're physically just our bodies are slow. But when it comes to our mouth is fast, right? Usually it's would be good if our mouth was able to slow down and not say everything we need to always say. And to work on that constantly, v'dibarta bam, to speak v'lo b'dvarim acherim, to watch our speech. And one of the things, just to remind ourselves to learn the halacha every day as much as we can. We're doing day 28, page 77, talking lashon hara in a joking manner. Even if you are not talking out of hatred, you are even talking to a close friend or a relative, and you mean it as a joke, but it implies something negative about the person. We have to be careful. And of course, it's always, very dangerous when we're around people who we're close with and, siblings or relatives or people who we feel we could say whatever we can and just joking and everyone laughs. And of course, we don't mean it to hurt or to mock, but we have to be very careful. The example, since my mother is so easygoing, she's a bit messy. Whenever we come to her house, the kitchen looks like a tornado hit it. The Rambam compares someone who talks lashon hara in a joking manner to one who shoots poisonous arrows for fun and says, "Oh, I'm only joking." Although you are joking, it could cause untold damage. Chafetz Chaim adds, "Look what a great aveira lashon hara is. Even if you love the person you were talking about and you mean it as a joke, you're still not allowed to say it." Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha as we're becoming closer to each other during this time period and having more time together with our family and the people closest to us. We tend to sometimes hurt the most, and especially when we're getting ready for Pesach and we're, involved in different things. So sometimes we can say things that we don't want to say. So Hashem, b'schus us learning the halachas and b'schus our trying to be mechazik in our language and our speech, Hashem will help us all that we won't chas v'shalom hurt anyone or be makabel or joke, and we'll be very, very careful in what comes out of our mouth. Hashem should help us all and all the Jewish people. The parsha this week is a very, very powerful. We're starting the whole Sefer Vayikra, and I just want to focus on the first Rashi. Rashi says, Vayikra el Moshe, that Hashem called to Moshe. And Rashi says that there's a difference between the calling to Moshe Rabbeinu and the calling to the other, to Bilam, to the prophets of the Umos HaOlam. As we always begin Shabbos, Vishamru B'nai Yisrael Shabbos, and it says, Lasik Shabbos are some. We say Friday night, Shavas Vayinafash. Hashem was Shavas, he stopped, and Vayinafash. And the Gemara says Vayinafash means woe of the Nefesh. Woe that I lost my Neshama Yisera. That's what it means. Woe that I lost my Neshama Yisera. They ask a question. Why do we start that off Friday night? Why do we start off Friday night? Woe that I'm losing my Nefesh. I just gained My neshama yisera Friday night. So the tzaddikim tell us that the pshat is that as we begin Shabbos, as we begin a holy time, we have to remember that we only have 24 hours of this holy time. So therefore, I'm going to lose it in 24 hours. So I want to be careful, and I want to be sensitive, and I want to be aware that I have it. I was thinking also Havdalah. What do we say, Havdalah? Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech. Hashem separates holy and not holy, light and dark, ben Yisrael lo'amim, us, the Jewish people, and the other nations. Ben yom hashvi, Shabbos l'sheish me'amasa. Right, that's the bracha we say, Havdalah. Havdalah means to separate, to realize that there's a yid, there's the way Hashem talks to us, and the way Hashem talks to the Goyim, to the Umas HaOlam. And it's important to recognize who we are. And I was thinking that's the pshat in this first Rashi. What do I have to say how Hashem relates to the Nevi'ei Umas HaOlam? What do I have to compare? What do I have to say? Oh, Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu like this, but to Bilam. Who cares how Hashem talks to Bilam? It's important. What do I have to focus on? The negative of Hashem speaking to Bilam. And I think maybe we could say that this week's parsha is beginning the journey of a karban. A karban is Malashan karov, to bring a closeness. The Beis HaMikdash brought every Jew closer to Hashem. The karbanos are, in the parsha it says so many times, it's more towards the middle and the end, nefesh kisechta bishkaga, achatas, asher nasi yechta, the malashan chait, right? It says va'asu achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem asher lo se'asenu va'ashemo asham, which means like guilt and asham. Im nefesh achas techta, v'im keves yavi karban lechatas. The parsha is full of the nefesh kisechta again. V'shama kol Allah. Weiter, nefesh kisimol mal v'chata. The whole entire parsha is nefesh kisechta. Chet, v'nislach loy, the end of the parsha, v'nislach loy al achas mikol asher yasa l'ashma ba. The parsha begins, why do we, hayo kiyechta v'ashem. When a person is choyte, the greatest thing that happens when a person is choyte, the greatest and the most powerful thing is that a person feels far from Hashem. A person feels that he is tamei. A person feels that he is distant. A person feels that I'm different now. I'm not the same. I'm not the same as I was. But the pshat is the Torah HaKadosha teaches us. Torah Malashan Moreh. It teaches us. L'chol dibros l'chol amiris, which is Lashon. Dibor is Malashan Kasha. And soft. Amira is soft. Dibros is Kasha. Everything is Lashon Zakt Rashi, Lashon Chiba. It's a Lashon of love. Lashon Shemalachi Asher Mishtam Shaboy. It's the Lashon that the Malachim, that the angels have no Bechira. The angels are perfect. The angels are pure. But a human being can feel the Parsha of Chet, the Parsha of Karban, the Parsha of doing things wrong. But Karban is Malashon Karov, that it brings me close to Hashem. It brings a person close to Hashem to recognize that Hashem loves me and Hashem wants me and Hashem wants all of me. Hashem wants me when I'm down. Hashem wants me when I'm up. Hashem wants me when I'm doing well. Hashem wants me when I'm not doing well. Hashem calls me. Hashem is always calling me. Hashem always wants us to be close to Him. Karov, Karban. The Parshias now, the Avoda now, is Pesach is Malashan Dilug, to skip. It's a yomtiv of Tshuva Me'ava. It's a yomtiv of Shabbos. Shabbos, the difference they say between Shabbos and yomtiv is Shabbos is, I don't have to do anything. Shabbos is Kfiya V'kaima. Hashem lifts me up into His palace on Shabbos. No matter what, yomtiv is Mekadesh Yisrael V'azmanim, is that we have to do work. We cook on yomtiv. We're involved. We're Mekadesh Yisrael. We are involved. On Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos. It reminds every Jew. It reminds all of us. no matter where we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what stage we're at. Sometimes a person is strong and he's learning well and he feels connected and he thinks that now that's the conditional love. Hashem, to Hashem, it doesn't matter whether the child is dirty and needs to be changed, or whether the child is happily playing and doing well. The father, the mother, the parent loves the child and wants to be close with the child. Something for us to remember constantly, always to remember, no matter how far we feel, no matter how distant we feel, no matter how tame we feel, no matter how chayta we feel, no matter how, wherever we are, Hashem calls us, Malashan Chiba. He wants us. He wants to have a relationship with us. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, if the Rishayim would know how much Hashem wants them and wants to have a relationship with them, they would run after him. They would run after him. The Yetzer Hara always wants us to feel that Hashem doesn't want us. Hashem doesn't want that relationship. Hashem should help us all. We should all be Zoicha as we are entering the week before Pesach, the week of preparation, a deeper preparation, that the greatest motivation, the greatest motivation for a person is to know that you're wanted. The greatest motivation is that Hashem wants us, that Hashem wants us to be close with him. Hashem wants we're the ones who put the block, and we're the Yetzer Hara actually puts the block, that it's conditional, Hashem's love for me. It's not conditional. It's unconditional. It's Lashon Chiba. It's Lashon of Malachim. No matter what, no matter where, no matter who, every yid is so precious in the eyes of Hashem. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chor ben ar l'chosh ben Yisrael la'amim. Oy of the nefesh. We start off Shabbos to remember, Oy, Hashem wants me. Hashem wants me. Hayiz mavdil ben kodesh l'chor ben ar l'chosh ben Yisrael la'amim. I'm a yid. I'm a Jew. I'm a ben. I'm a child. Banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Have a wonderful Shabbos. We should all be zoicha to be inspired. We should all be zoicha to connect. We should all be zoicha to continue a new sefer in Torah. As we, last week was Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazek. It should be a strength for all of us, for all the Jewish people, for the soldiers, for the hostages, for all of Klal Yisrael. And that this week, through Shabbos, will bring everyone healing, will bring everyone chizik, will bring everyone together. Klal Yisrael coming together, closer and closer, us and all the Jewish people. Have a wonderful Shabbos.